spoiler alert, I saw Jimmy Fallon in the hallway while Cam was meditating, of course. Kicks me out of
prior to the
dressing room because
the interview.
He's meditating, and that was when he wasn't taking like five shits.
I had some serious IBS issues.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
And my son is a self-proclaimed stand-up comic, mime, and clown.
Together we chat about sex. Mom, you want to tell them why? Why do we do this thing?
Because it's fun.
It is very fun, but also it allows us to break down those barriers about what parents and children and in general what people can talk about.
That's right.
We also want to give you a laugh, give you a sex tip. This is why we do it.
Yep.
All right. This is the Monday morning after show.
Well, we talk about things that have happened last week and we bring on your comments and questions about anything, but especially if it's involving guests that we've had on in the past.
Or your stories, comments, questions, whatever. We have a hotline that you can call into.
Yes, it's not necessarily hot, but it's a line.
You leave us a voicemail at Yes Text Mom. We'll play them. Or you can just text us, and we will either talk about them on the show or text you back. And it's a very fun time.
And you'll hear a lot of those in this show today.
And on Thursday's episodes, just so you know, that's usually when we interview guests. So tune in for both. It's a really fun time.
And I got to tell you, the last few guests have been getting a lot of Yes Text Mom texts.
Tons. And, you know, before we launch into all these comments and questions, I wanted to say thank you very much to all those who have left us a review on iTunes.
Oh boy, those are the best.
They're so meaningful and it really helps us in terms of search engine optimization, and it also helps us get other guests who are like, oh, this podcast has 280 reviews. We got to get on that thing.
Oh yeah.
And then we get cool guests.
And we got cool guests, and we had a very exciting thing happen to us last Thursday. And I'd like to tell you right now that on Friday, the 21st of September at 9 a.m.
That's this Friday.
This Friday, tomorrow.
Nope, not tomorrow. Oh. 5 days from, 4 days from
Oops,
now.
Oops, I meant 4 days from now. We are going to be on the Megyn Kelly Today Show. That's NBC.
Yes, we just flew out to New York to film this over this past weekend, which we'll be recapping throughout this whole episode. But it was a wild time. It was a great time.
And you very
can watch,
exciting.
You can watch the result of this. I think it's going to be like a 10-minute segment about you, my mom, and, you know, this podcast and what came to be of this.
Yeah, I really admire her. And we're going to talk to you a lot about what we thought about her and how brilliant she is. And I have a crush on her.
All right. You cut me off. I wanted to say thank you to some of our reviewers by reading some.
Oh, okay.
So
sorry,
here's
I got
one
sidetracked.
One review by Rob21114. He says, funny and sexy too, 5 stars. Probably my most listened to podcast over the last few months. The dynamic between the hosts is amusing and the guests are informative. Great show and keep it up, but don't end early like Cam.
Oh boy, that is hilarious.
Called out in the iTunes reviews.
Can't believe premature ejaculation in the reviews. That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. Rob, just so you know, ending early hasn't been an issue recently.
Because you haven't had sex.
Okay, you don't need to share
that.
Well,
how is it going to be an issue?
Okay, well, I've noticed some things that have been changing with my penis.
Are we going to get there right now?
I think we have to get there. I mean, we segued into this.
No, that gets to your anxiety, and we're going to get there, too. All right. Well, let's finish the reviews, and then we'll go back.
Okay, there was this. We'll come back to that.
All right.
You want to read the other review, Mother?
I do. The next review is from someone named Zip Zach. It says, awesome 5 stars. Funny and interesting podcast. I can hear how close talking about sex made them. So sweet.
Heart. Thank you, Zip Zach. These reviews are very, very meaningful.
It tells us that you're really listening.
I mean, can you believe, Mom, this is
what we want. We wanted to get this dynamic out there, and I feel good about it.
Isn't it wild? This is a stranger. We don't know. Now this is a person that...
That's Zipzak. What do you mean he's a stranger? It's Zipzak.
Now this person is a friend.
That's right. And we have a lot of friends.
It's crazy that they're listening, you are listening
throughout the world
to us. My mother and I talk about sex, and somehow it's making a difference.
And you're enjoying it, and you think it's funny.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate you letting us know, and for you to hang in there with us. I mean, it gives us some meaning.
It does. And now, for your entertaining pleasure.
What?
Is there a third?
No.
Oh, I thought there was a third one. Okay.
No, we were going to talk a bit about Patreon real quickly. Very quickly.
Very, very quickly. Okay, you tell them.
This is a free podcast. If you'd like to support us financially, which I would very much appreciate, because this is my full-time career, please donate at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Sometimes we put up bonus content there. And
you can message us confidentially. But I got to tell you one other thing. We've been labeled as a adults only. Why are you shaking your head? But the point is that people can't search for it when you go to Patreon. So you really have to spell it out, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom in order to find us. Maybe that's the problem, that why not that many patrons have been donating.
All right, moving right along. All right, so now I think we can enter into all of the shenanigans.
Oh my God, we had so much fun, but we also laughed at ourselves.
Wait, I was thinking of the shenanigans of some of the voicemails we received.
Oh, here we go. Listen to this one. Mr. Bean, one of our whack packers, left us another funny one.
Yeah. Hey, this is Mr. Bean. Bring Tyomi back. Oh, man, is she hot. And besides, she makes my pee-pee tingle. Oh, yeah. More hot guests. More hot guests, guys. Sex talk with my mom. Oh, yeah.
I fucking love Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. We named him Mr. Bean because of one of the first messages he left us, but he's part of our whack pack. And
you didn't mention why. One of the first messages he talks about putting Pop Rocks and beans in his ass.
Yeah. Okay. So, and if you guys want to be a member of the whack pack and send us funny, goofy messages, we will read them and listen to them online too.
Honestly, Mr. Bean, I think, is my soulmate.
Because he's a clown like you.
He's way funnier than me.
He's a clown.
Everything that comes to this voicemail, I find absolutely hilarious. It makes me want to go out to Maine, where Mr. Bean lives, just to interview
him. You're going
to
stalk Mr. Bean?
Yes. This is hilarious.
Okay. So anyway, Mr. Bean, thank you for that lovely message. I'm glad that Tyomi made your pee-pee tingle. did Tyomi make your pee-pee tingle, Cam?
She made my heart sore.
Oh.
Less about the pee-pee tingle.
You know, we got so many great responses to Tyomi, even with the chomping that was going on in the background.
Well, we put out a second episode that, yeah.
But
anyway, we had another text that said, "Hi, Cam and Karen. My name is Lawrence. I started listening to your podcast after hearing you guys on Holly Randall Unfiltered. You guys are a blast to listen to. I love the Tyomi episode. God damn, it had me cracking up.
Thank
you very much, Lawrence."
Well, I wonder if Lawrence's pee-pee was tingling.
I as well. Here's another voicemail that mentions Tyomi.
Hi, this is Patron Rick. I want to say congratulations to Cam for picking up Sunshine. I think that was her name, at a gas station. Sounds like a good potential relationship. I also really liked Tyomi. Two or three shows back, he talked about tantric techniques and spiritual aspects of sexuality, which could include threesomes when we're married or in a long-term monogamous relationship. A lot of what we read in magazines about making our sexual experiences better are kind of silly, or at least superficial. You know, touch this or use this object, nipple clamps or whatever. And then that's fine, but...
And he got cut off. He ended up texting us the rest saying, "Hey, sorry..." Oh, shit. Sorry.
Mr. Bean came on again.
Mr. Bean came on one more time. But Patron Rick basically said he got cut off, but that was the gist of it. He's also very intrigued by Cam's idea that meditation makes him more open-hearted and that makes him more horny. Aging men may sometimes lose their libido partially because of emotional shutdown, maybe less due to testosterone.
Right.
That's pretty fascinating.
Personally, I think it's a combination of both. I don't think it's one or the other. I don't think it's 100% that it's just losing your libido because of emotional distancing. I think it also has to do with hormones.
Okay. Well, for our listeners who didn't catch that, basically I went on a silent retreat. We always joke about how when I'm on silent retreats, I end up getting very horny. And I kind of realized this last time, that the reason is because it really puts me in touch with my heart, like very, it makes me very tenderhearted.
Very loving.
Very loving. Yeah, I'm constantly, I'm like spraying loving kindness to the world.
Well, it sounds like you're like shooting cum all over the place.
That's
like,
exactly what it feels like. And so as a result, it makes it, for some reason, my sex drive is tied to that open-heartedness. And so when I'm feeling those feelings, it kind of makes me want to consummate it with someone.
Especially people in your direct vicinity.
So basically what Patron Rick is saying is that as men age, sometimes they lose that emotional connection, that connection with their heart, which then might, as a result, lose their libido.
It wasn't just the age. I think he was talking about in long-term relationships and marriage.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
That the intimacy dwindles.
That's pretty interesting.
That's a great... I thought that was really profound as well. I also think it was funny when he mentioned nipple clamps. Have you ever used nipple clamps?
I have never used nipple clamps. Have you?
Yes.
What?
I tried it once. What? Not a big fan.
What do you mean?
I think you should try everything once. Okay? And I tried nipple clamps, and I can say... Although I can see the value, they hurt. So I would not do that again.
Oh,
nor
wow.
would I breastfeed again.
Oh.
All right. Same idea. Not a big fan of that.
You don't like anyone pinching down on your nipples?
Yeah, I'll leave my nipples alone. No, I didn't say that. I did not say I don't like anybody pinching.
Okay,
I just said,
all right.
Okay, but back to where were we?
Thank you very much, Patron Rick.
Well, moving right along to your newfound... trying out the casual sex.
Hold on. Yeah, we didn't really respond to the gas station girl comment,
right.
Sunshine.
Well, that was a very funny incident.
I picked up a girl at a car wash, not a gas station, for one thing. I don't know why that's an important detail for me to mention, but for some reason it seems sketchier at a gas station. And I don't know. At a car wash, it's kind of like more innocent or something like that.
Who's washing their own car?
Everyone, I'm washing my own car, obviously, and she's washing it. You know who washes their cars? This is what I discovered. You either have a very nice car and you don't want to bring it through that shit car wash because it puts crap all over your car, that automatic car wash, or you have the shittiest car in the world and you don't want to pay for a full car wash, so you do it yourself.
And that
so
you follow under that category.
I fell into the latter category. She fell into the former category.
Okay, and then it's a sad ending.
Here's the update. Texted her twice, not one response. That said, I'm still very proud that I am
so proud. And I'm also proud that you have tried different avenues of reaching out to women. One of them is by going on Hinge on the airplane. I think it's a little weird, but okay. I look
my mother
over.
Caught me using the Hinge app, which is my preferred dating app of choice.
So if you're on Hinge, ladies.
Although, to be honest, I've gone on one Hinge date. So to say that's my preferred app of choice, it's basically...
That bar is low.
The bar is low, but I do think it's meant for dating as opposed to just random hookups, which is more in line with...
What you're thinking.
What I'm,
so
what
your
I'm
heart
thinking
can soar.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then also, so basically the end of that story is that you're proud of yourself. The other point being, you've been trying to pick up women right and left, and one of them was in the coffee shop that we were at. You and your friend Jason both had a crush on the same cashier.
Yeah, we all went to coffee, my mother, Jason, and I, when I was in New York. And the woman behind the register was a gorge.
Gorge as in gorgeous.
Yes. And we both were like, oh, yeah, yeah, she's friendly. She's gorgeous. And then, but
she
neither,
could be the love of your life.
He literally said that could be the love of your life. And then, but then we walked away, obviously not having done anything, mainly out of fear. And then 5 minutes later, my mom sat down and said, I just met the barista. She might be the love of your life. She's going to come over here and deliver the coffee.
I teed it up for you guys.
You really did. You were a phenomenal wingwoman because she did come deliver the coffee. She was like joking around with us.
And she then, said she was going to come back.
And she goes, after you know, in half an hour, I get off my work and I'll come hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
So then a half hour later, she comes back and, you know, I was a little nervous leading out, getting involved in the situation. But then I quickly learned when she came back that it was not what I intended or expected.
She basically burst into tears. It was not what I expected either. I became a mother to her.
So basically she had gotten like a poor work review from her boss, and she came over and started crying immediately to my mother.
Yeah. I tried moving her towards you, and she just kept moving towards me again.
Well, it was just like a very overwhelming situation. And it turns out she was much younger than us.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a young spirit.
She's a very young spirit and human. So,
human.
She was much younger than us.
Oh, she's a young human.
Yeah,
she
was 20 years old.
Numerically, she's a little bit immature for you. However, I hope for the best. She's a very sweet girl.
I love that somehow you give off the impression that you are a mother to all.
I am the mother to all.
Yeah. I don't know why. Here's another thing that happened when we were in New York. We met up with another friend of mine. We'll call him
Adam.
Adam. And, you know, he starts telling us about all of his sexual experiences recently. And yeah. He feels this, you know,
he
feels a pressure to have sex every time that he first meets someone.
And I think this is a common thing. And I remember being single, and it seems like the more pressure that men would put on themselves to have sex that first night, or when it finally does happen, is so counterintuitive to what ends up happening. Because the pressure makes you end up having difficulty getting aroused or staying hard or coming at all.
Right. So this guy basically was expressing concern because he has a tough time getting it up the first time.
And he doesn't wear
condoms. With a stranger. And he doesn't. And as a result, he doesn't wear condoms because he doesn't want to make his dick any less sensitive.
Right.
To risk it going down again.
Right. But the point is
which is very dangerous.
You know, and my theory is that you're going down a slippery slope, because if you get that woman pregnant and it's the first date, you better plan on being with her for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing.
So we kind of came to the conclusion that, okay, just don't expect to have sex the first time.
You know,
just make it a rule. Like, oh, I'm just going to kiss and that's going to be it. And then maybe we'll build some intensity and eventually we'll consummate it.
And I like that idea, because if you can think that way, you know that you're going to be just teasing each other, which is great. And then that you can never go back. Once you've had sex, you can't go, oh, let's just kiss again. You know, once you have sex, you open up the floodgates and that's it, right?
Right. So who just wants to have sex the first time?
Well, obviously, a lot of people. Most men.
Yes.
And women, too.
I mean, part of me does, too. Obviously, I'm horny. If I see a girl I'm attracted to and she's interested in me, I'm going to want to fuck.
Right. And if you start just kissing, you're going to want to lead to...
The other part of me is like, well, okay, no, relax. Okay. Just take some time. Let it burn. You know, by the time you're ready to have sex, it's going to be a lot better.
Right. Unless you're going to premature ejaculate, and then that's another issue.
Well, you want to bring this up now, the anxiety that I had about this?
Yes.
All right. Well, as you guys know, one of our sponsors was Smiling Dick, which is a premature ejaculation. It's a climax control training program. So they give you a little vibrator to jerk off with, and it will desensitize your penis just a little bit so that you can last longer.
Which obviously it worked in your case.
So I have somehow convinced myself that the 7 times that I used, the 6 weeks that I used it, it has been so effective that I've actually lost some of the sensation on the underside of my penis.
And it has definitely affected you.
Yes. I wake up, as you guys know, I'm an anxious.
Well, I'm an anxious too. It's passed down over the DNA.
And what this means is that pretty much... If I'm feeling any discomfort in my life...
Or any sleep deprivation.
It will manifest in a concern that somehow my body is dying.
Not dying, but something is going to go wrong in your body.
Specifically with my body. That's where the anxiety manifests.
Well,
It's a hypochondriasis.
And it's usually focused on illnesses.
Right. So I have convinced... I wake up in the middle of the night and I start thinking, 3 a.m., oh God, somehow... I can't feel the underside of my dick like a fucking lunatic.
Okay, and then somehow or another that is some cancer or something? What do you think is going on?
No, I just think that I've somehow killed some of the nerve endings on my penis.
I don't know if that's even possible to kill nerve endings. I really don't think
we're
going
to have to call Dr. Joel at
some
point.
I think we should call him right now.
No, we're not going to call him right now. We have too many things to talk about.
But
anyway, that's the newest.
The newest
and improved anxious thought. I think if anything, it's a good case for smiling dick. That
it is a good case. And I think people always say that about vibrators, that women can become addicted to them or that they can become desensitized. In the end, you can easily, if you stop using the vibrator, you'll go back to being as sensitive as before.
And by the way, this is completely unfounded for my own life because I haven't had sex to even test this. You know I'm going to have sex and bust immediately. So I don't know why I'm so fucking concerned that I've lost sensation at the bottom of my dick.
You've been concerned about the opposite problem every time you had sex.
I know. And so that's where our good friend Rob, who left us that review saying, don't be like Cam and come end too early.
Oh, right. But now going back to Adam, he texted us the next day when he said he was not going to have sex.
Update, had about 3 hours. This is what he said, okay?
He texted both of us this.
Update, had about 3 hours of sex last night / this morning. She came at least 10 times. I came once. I think antidepressants are making it hard to finish for me. Mom responded, totally. And you're an animal.
Doesn't everybody?
Then Adam said, full body orgasms, shaking. It was wild. Probably some of the best sex I've ever had. Then I said, you said, yes, ! And then I said, condom? Then Adam said, no condom, not fun. I said, Jesus.
I'm upset about the no condom again because, again, people think, well, if I didn't come in her, then it's fine. But
or she's on birth control, it's fine.
But they don't remember is there's something called pre-cum. It's a little tiny, tiny microscopic drop that comes out at any point.
Not so tiny for some people.
Oh, you got a lot of pre-cum?
I have the whole dick, whatever.
Okay. Oh, whatever.
I'm extremely fertile, if anyone is concerned. I have a feeling we've done the sperm test. We know that those sperm are very motile. It's like a machine.
You know that you wear condoms, and that's not an issue. This guy is really playing with fire. I'm going to kill him the next time I see him because he's
convinced that the antidepressants are actually preventing him from having a lot of orgasms.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is definitely true.
I think it must be true.
Oh, I know it is. It's one of the side effects of being on antidepressants.
In fact, SSRIs were some of the first premature ejaculation treatments.
Maybe you should go on an SSRI, even though you're not depressed at all.
Don't worry. I can't feel the underside of my penis anymore. I think I'm fine.
Anyway, for those of you listening, please text us or leave us voicemails on what you think about having sex without condoms. I would love to hear it.
All right. So should we talk a little about the Megyn Kelly experience?
Okay. So just so you know, everyone, Megyn Kelly is not working for Fox News anymore, in case you were worried. I know that some people in my life were concerned about that she's very conservative, but she was anything but what she might have been on Fox News. She was an amazing, amazingly smart, beautiful woman.
Yeah. I mean, doing this experience, I've never really had a lot of respect or like admiration for talk show hosts. Despite being one.
and despite your mother going into groovy mode because of spoiler alert, I saw Jimmy Fallon in the hallway while Cam was meditating, of course. Kicks me out of the dressing room because
the interview.
He's meditating. And that was when he wasn't taking like five shits.
I had some serious IBS issues. This is what happens. My body goes into fight or flight mode. I need to evacuate all the contents of my colon. I shat five times prior to the Megyn Kelly. I was like, I was very light on my feet at that point.
The security probably thought you were like insane running to the bathroom so many times.
Oh, yeah.
Although I was peeing that many times. I mean, we used probably two or three rolls of toilet paper between the two. But I got to tell you something. So I come one of my times that I'm sitting outside waiting for you to be done meditating, since they did give us a green room that looked like a little camper, which was so cute.
So cute.
But meanwhile, you had to meditate. So I sat outside and was attempting to read my book, which of course, my ADHD kicked in full gear.
Yeah, there was no chance you're reading out there.
I wasn't reading a thing. I was getting...
You're scoping all the fucking... Is the security guards...
Oh, I got in trouble with the security guard.
Yes, you did.
I tried to video and take pictures in the studio of Jimmy Fallon and did not go over big with the security guards, who told me where I'm supposed to be standing and taking pictures only, which was in front of our camper or in our camper, which obviously left me very little opportunity to take pictures because you were in the camper meditating or taking a dump. So it was just Just imagine what was going on over there, guys. So meanwhile, I am sitting outside attempting to read my book, but of course not reading one page. As a matter of fact, I think it caused more damage because I went far ahead and I have no idea where I am in the book. And I look up and who's walking right towards me but Jimmy Fallon. I almost fainted.
Oh,
and
my God.
For those of you who don't know, I go into groupie mode where I say like the most random Tourette's-like things. And I was so worried about what I was going to say. You know, and I was
God I did not see
thank
this.
Thank God the guy told me not to take any pictures because the first thing I would have said is, oh, Jimmy, can I take a picture with you?
Oh,
and
my God.
And meanwhile, he looked at me and I was like looked at me like we've been best friends for years. And he's like, hi. I'm like, hi. And then he said, how are you? And I said, how are you? And I literally let him go after that. I did not do anything wrong.
I am so amazed by you and your willpower and your ability to have such a coherent conversation with Jimmy Fallon.
It was one of the highlights of my weekend.
Okay.
Not that I'm like a big fan or anything, because I think I normally watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, can I get back onto my train of thought, which was just that I hadn't had a lot of respect for talk show hosts prior to this.
Oh, that's where we were.
But after being on the show, I realized how challenging that job actually is.
Oh my God!
You're juggling so many things in your mind. You're reading off a teleprompter. You have these questions on a note card that you're fielding. Comments from the other person, like the people you're interviewing,
especially people like us,
and then you're responding to them. Then during the commercial breaks, we're mingling.
You're socializing. There really is socializing going on during those breaks.
During that break, Megan turned to us and was like, "Oh my God, I really relate to your guys' story. My dad died when I was really young, maybe 15 years old. I think
she said like 15 or 17, and I was like, "Wow, she's confiding in me. She wants to be my best friend." That's what I was thinking. Yes. I was thinking Megan and I are going to be good friends from now on. I didn't realize that this is part of the talk show host finesse.
Yes, it was. And then she's like ushering us off stage and back onto stage. It was really cool.
Oh my God, she's amazing.
She also said that she was more prepared for our interview than anything she's ever done on Fox News.
Which, because of the fact that they were so nervous about the content, which was sex talk with my mom. NBC.
When they did a pre-interview with us, they were like, well, what is your most popular topics to discuss on the show? And we said, anal sex. And they're like, oh, we might not be able to talk about that on TV.
And then I said, what about butt play? That didn't go over big either. But basically, she was prepped. We were prepped. They had a nice 3-minute video montage of us and our backstory.
I was watching you.
Oh my God, I got so moved. I almost burst into tears.
I was watching you and I was like, oh my God, what a professional. I really, you were such a natural. Truly,
oh
you
God.
Blew me away.
You blew me away.
No, I felt like an awkward asshole, but I was really impressed by you.
Thank you. I was very, at first, so nervous that I was shaking. And I kept saying to you, it's cold in here. And I was like, literally like shaking. But then all of a sudden, the lights came on when we're on stage and the heat came on and I felt like warm and fuzzy. And Megan, I'm looking into those beautiful eyes. She's so sweet. I'm telling you, I got a big crush on her now.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. And she was just asking great questions and I was just on a roll with the audience.
When you crushed.
Well, then she's like, I don't understand something. Well, young men don't want to go out with girls their age. They want to go out with older women. I'm like, hell yeah. Yeah. I could tell you from my YouTube channel, those young men love older women. And the next thing you know, everybody in the audience is like applauding. It was great. I was in my element.
If you guys want to watch that, we'll be posting, I'm sure, to our social channels, especially our Instagram account, the clip of us from Megyn Kelly's today.
But set your DVRs for this Friday, which is going to be in 4 days, September 21st, NBC, 9 a.m. And please let us know what you think about the whole episode. They actually did two episodes. One was focused more on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, and how I started out and wrote my book, and then Cam using the book as fodder for his stand-up comedian. And then the second one was Sex Talk with My Mom.
It was a great time.
But getting there.
We have to wrap up.
No, we didn't even talk about what happened when we got there.
What are you talking about when we got there?
Oh, we had a lot of things there were a lot of mishaps happening when we got there. We get there, they put us in a double bed. We came in there at 9 o'clock at night. They said, oh, you're in a double bed in a room that's like the size of a bathroom.
One double bed.
Yeah.
For my mother and me.
Yeah, that is...
I said to the guy, no, I'm not going to sleep with my mother in a double bed.
It's not sex with my mom. It's sex talk with my mom. We're not sleeping together.
Even if we were sex with my mom, I could never have sex in a double bed. I can't sleep next to anyone who's breathing.
Right. So that's that was a negative. Luckily, we went out for some sushi, and by the time we got back, enough complaining on my part got us two rooms. Then,
huge.
And then I might add that I guess we were going to talk about the cum that was in the picture that we had a little picture in the room, and on the wall I noticed there was like a little. Not a little. It was a nice dripping of
this
white.
This was in a different hotel, though.
Yeah, this was when we went to a different hotel. White substance on the
someone had a big cum shot.
Yes.
And it landed up against the wall.
How could that be?
About seriously, about 9 feet in the air.
Right.
And this guy had a fucking, like, long
trajectory.
Long of shot.
Of FDC, fucking dried cum, on the...
Fucking dried cum.
You never heard that before? on the picture. And then, in the meantime, like, I just got so, my eye was twitching from being sleep deprived, I think. I think it happened when they glued false eyelashes on me, like, for a wedding 2 weeks before, and I had to convince myself that I have a twitching eye syndrome for the rest of my life.
If you guys were curious about where my anxiety comes from, this is exactly where it is.
I don't know if I mentioned the fact that I thought I had MS twice, ALS once, and Parkinson's once.
Well, I've had diabetes. Oh, over the weekend, I had oral throat cancer.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You also once, I think it was in
I had strep throat over the weekend
grade.
As well.
You remember in seventh grade? You had something that only old people get.
Rheumatoid arthritis, which I still have not gotten over.
Anyways. So, yeah, you know where all this comes from. Hopefully, we are doing well, and everything's going to be fine. But that's about it.
Why don't you sing them out, Mother?
Well, I wanted to play another Mr. Bean song first.
You sing them out, and then we'll do the Mr. Bean.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the Meg and Kellys.
Oh, nailed it.
On NBC.
Oh, double. By the way, we have merch. You can now buy a Sex Talk with My Mom t-shirt.
From in our merch store on our website.
It was created with the art that Michael Horner at the Show Horse hooked us up with. But go to sextalkwithmymom.com. You can buy it right there on the website. It's a fucking dope ass shirt. Okay, let us play it up. Sing us out, Mr. Bean.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the girls in the grass. With fingers up their ass, singing waddle, waddle, waddle all day.